This episode of the Memory Palace is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who save with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Support for the Memory Palace comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/memory. That's odoo.com/memory.
This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DiMeo. The old woman, kneeling at the altar in the flickering candlelight, lost in prayer, didn't hear the bear pad into the Church of St. Thomas. And so her death, which came as the grizzly's teeth sank into her throat, while horrible, was sudden and swift, and therefore relatively merciful, as these things go. The young nanny holding close her young charges in the back of a horse-drawn carriage couldn't protect them from the lion when he pounced and took all four children away. The young women, seamstresses who had put down their needles and thimbles and scissors to stroll for a spell in the sun, didn't expect to see a rhinoceros tear through the park, nor its horn tear through their friend Annie Thomas. The New Yorkers who woke up on a November Monday in 1874 to a headline in the Herald that screamed of a shocking Sabbath carnival of death were stunned to learn what had taken place in their city mere hours before, as they read about the rhino at the Central Park Zoo, and the zookeeper who poked at it with a stick through the thin bars of its cage, taunting it for no good reason, just as the last visitors were filing out through the gates at the end of the day, until the rhino started ramming its body against the bending bars until they broke, as did the bones of the zookeeper, as the beast barreled over him and rampaged on, smashing the cages of other animals until the panther and the lions and the tiger and the bears, grizzly and polar, and wolves, there were wolves too, were all somehow let loose to run amok, cackling hyenas, shrieking monkeys and apes, swinging free, swinging for the trees beyond the wrought iron fence. The details were shocking. The old woman in the church, the nanny and the kids in the carriage, the screaming seamstresses and poor Annie Thomas, skewered. And there were more, the startled picnickers who became a leopard's lunch, the young boys crushed by young elephants, the dozens of wounded flooding Bellevue Hospital, some barely clinging to life. They read about the bloody brawl between a tiger and a lion in the middle of 59th Street. They read about the wallaby and turkeys and pink-footed geese and giraffes and a tapir and a red-breasted merganset and a pie-billed grebe and a trumpeter swan and on, all killed when their predators finally got a crack at them. And they read the names of the 31 people killed, at least those who'd been identified by the time the Herald had gone to press. And they'd read about the heroes, the Swedish hunters who'd shot a lioness as she was Broadway bound, and the governor himself, a Civil War veteran, nearly 80 years old but still a steady shot, who'd rushed to the scene with his rifle and brought down the Bengal tiger at the corner of Madison and 34th. And these New Yorkers who'd read about the horrors of the day before also read about the beasts still unaccounted for, anacondas and pumas, killers on the loose, and they panicked, some. Some stayed in, barred the doors, some rushed to their children's schools to retrieve them. Some sprinted toward the docks, piled onto ferries toward the safety of Jersey or the boroughs. Others grabbed guns themselves and kept watch from their windows, took sniper positions on fire escapes and rooftops, or took to the streets toward the park to take care of the problem themselves. The editor of the New York Times took off for police headquarters on Mulberry Street to express his outrage that the biggest story in the history of the city was going down without someone telling the Times. But had he, had any of the New Yorkers, now cowering in their closets, now scouring Central Park, pistols drawn, now breathing sighs of relief as they watched the skyline of Manhattan shrink in the distance from the back of the Staten Island Ferry, had any of them read all the way to the end of the article in that morning's New York Herald, to the last paragraph which begins, I'll read it now, Of course, the entire story above is a pure fabrication. Not one word of it is true. Then they wouldn't have panicked. But they may still have been outraged, like the publisher of the Times, when he finally figured out it was all a hoax. Like the cops left to restore order in the city and restrain real people with real guns out looking for fake rhinos. Like the mayor, who didn't buy the Herald's defense that its editors wanted to dramatize the need for further safety measures at the underfunded zoo, but who instead wound up providing a lesson, worth recalling now and again, about the problems that can arise when you let imaginary beasts loose in the world. The Memory Palace is produced by me, Nate DeMayo, with research assistance from Andrew Milne and engineering assistance from Alyssa Dudley. The show is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, which receives support from the Knight Foundation, from MailChimp. We get ad-serving technology from AdZerk, and our new ad music is composed just for Radiotopia by the mighty J.D. Sampson. I'm very excited to have J.D. aboard. And as I like to do now and again, I want to take a second here to encourage you to check out one of my fellow Radiotopia shows. It's called Criminal, and it is, hands down, the best true crime show out there. It's humane and insightful, it is sometimes surprisingly funny, and it is invariably incredibly well done. They are such good storytellers. It is simply podcasting and radio storytelling operating at its highest level. You should totally check it out if you haven't already. You can find Criminal and all the other Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. You can find me on Twitter at The Memory Palace and on Facebook at The Memory Palace. And if you ever wanted to send me a letter or send me an email, you can send it to nate@thememorypalace.us. Love to hear from you. Talk to you again.
Radiotopia.